we're underway.
Sporting news, chat and debate. This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
The crowd are on their feet.
Hello and welcome to the first Scores on the Doors podcast. I am Callum Patterson. And this is the first of four editions released over Christmas and New Year. Well, our weekly radio show is taking a four-week break, but we will be back on the air on Tuesday the 19th of January on UWS Radio, on Wednesday the 20th on Space Sound and TD1 Radio. Our four SOTD podcasts will review four different sporting areas we've covered regularly on the show. You'll hear our pundits' thoughts on some of the talking points of the year, and also hear some of the best audio from some of the events we've covered too. In this first podcast, we're going to look over the Scottish women's football season in 2015 with our regular expert journalist, Paul Elliott. This is the Scores on the Doors podcast, edition one.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
Glasgow City wanted to continue their domination in the Scottish game, and they started off their season with a quarter-final against full-time, big-budgeted Paris Saint-Germain, and bravely competed but lost 7-0 over two legs against the French Giants. In the SWPL Scottish Women's Premier League domestic campaign in recent years, they have strolled to the title. However, in looking for 9 in a row, Paul Elliott explains that they had it far from their own way this campaign.
Glasgow City were pushed all the way from Hibs this season, which has made it a very, very exciting campaign. Previous campaigns, City have kind of ran away with it, but Hibs made a really, really good effort this season, and it really came down to one game against Aberdeen, up in Aberdeen, where the title challenge kind of slipped away from them. City were more consistent throughout the entire season. Although Hibs, you know, played some really kind of sparkling football at times and really did put in a challenge, it was the consistency of City that got them through and won the title, more or less. So Aberdeen had a good, strong season as well, and winning that game against Hibs is kind of what the difference was in the season overall.
City were looking for their fourth treble in a row also, and Hibs proved a tough challenge in the two domestic cup competitions. In the League Cup, it took extra time, and from 1-0 down, City would go on to win by 2-1. In the final game of the season, which also took place at Ainslie Park in Edinburgh, it was another battle royale between the top two in Scotland.
City, by this point, I think I kind of had a measure of Hibs. They kind of knew where the strengths and depths of Hibs were, and it was really the young talent that came through in that game for City, Claire Shine in particular, scoring a couple of really, really good goals.
Going to fall kindly for Shine, and she's found the net. Forward, and Shine could be through here. Control to the head, Shine, devastating. Shine could pop it here. Claire Shine's through. Hat-trick beckons, and hat-trick is taken.
A great advert for Women's Football in Scotland.
After the Women's Cup final, the 2015 season ended with the Girls' Cup finals at Tory Glen in Glasgow. And it's always a wonderful occasion for the next generation coming through.
They're always a really good date on the calendar. And this year was no different. The 13s was one of the most exciting games you'll probably see in youth football. And it was, once again, it was a very good level of play. First touch and passing was actually very, very exciting to watch. And real kind of prospects coming through that game. Into the 15s, you've got the Central Girls team, who are a very, very good team. They look one of the standout teams I've seen for a long time in youth football, girls football. And you can see a lot of the players within that team to kind of excel and maybe go the likes of Erin Cuthbert that we've seen in the past coming through the youth stages. I think the overall kind of, I suppose, the story from the next gen cup finals is that Glasgow City are developing a really good youth structure. They were represented at all age levels, and lots of good players at all age levels, and that's kind of matched a wee bit by the Central Girls structure that they've got there as well. So in the east and the west, you've got some really good talented young players coming through. That can only be exciting for the women's football going forward.
So what about 2016? Can Glasgow City make it 10 in a row? Or can someone else maybe grab a cup?
2016, I think, is going to be another very exciting year. I think Hibs have got themselves into a position where they can really build. Last season they came second, and obviously they've qualified for the Champions League now. The attraction of playing Champions League football will bring in more players to that squad. Whether they can go that extra mile and push City to the last day or even snatch it is another story. Aberdeen, I think, is another team that I can see figuring very, very well next season. Again, they've kind of proved that they've got a good basis to build on. They kind of have the monopoly of the best players up at that end of Scotland. They'll be looking to challenge for second place. But the big two teams you're looking for in 2016 is Glasgow City and Hibs. And in particular, the Champions League campaigns for both clubs will be very exciting for us to watch. And it can only be good for women's football again to have two teams featuring so highly.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
That was the review of the 2015 season in Scottish women's football. Thanks so much to Paul Elliott for his thoughts. In our next Scores on the Doors podcast edition, we'll be reviewing the year of Scottish rugby, from Glasgow winning the Pro 12 to us being knocked out of the Rugby World Cup rather unfairly. Remember to follow us on Twitter, of course, it's at SOTD Radio, or on Facebook, the link is facebook.com/scoresonthedoors. And remember, our hour-long weekly show is back on the air on Tuesday the 19th of January on UWS Radio and Wednesday the 20th on Space Sound and TD1. However, this has been the Scores on the Doors podcast, Episode 1, presented and produced by myself, Carl Patterson, in the UWS Radio Studios in Ayr. We'll see you next time.